Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Tuesday to you, boys and girls. I've got a question for you. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, it's all that really matters. We come to you live for the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. I used to love watching Penny Hardaway. One of my favorite players of that era. Had he and Shaq stayed healthy and together, who knows what would have happened. Obviously, they get to one NBA Finals in 1995, but are swept by the Rockets. By 96, Jordan was back full-time. Buzz saw the Magic for revenge. And then after that, all hell basically breaks loose. Penny Hardaway gets injured. Shaq leaves for the Lakers, and the Magic are never the dynasty that they should have been. But Penny Hardaway has such a weird rationale for why Kawhi Leonard is not a superstar. He said, quote, superstar? No. Kawhi is not a superstar because he has no interest in being the face of the league or starring in TV commercials. He's a good player, but I wouldn't consider him a superstar player. I mean, that sounds pretty stupid. That you need to be interested in being a face of the league or else you are not a superstar. That you have to be interested in being in TV commercials or else you're not a superstar. In other words, you have to be comfortable in the spotlight or else you're not a superstar. I just don't believe that. To me, a superstar has nothing to do except for how well you play on the field, how well you are on the floor, how well your basketball or football, your baseball or hockey or soccer is or are, or whatever your resume is in terms of you playing. That's what dictates whether or not you're a star or not. Now, there are some guys that love the attention so much that even though they don't play relatively at an elite level, they have a ton of attention, and so they could be a star because maybe they used to play better than they are, or maybe they're just a super popular player and people love that person. But it doesn't go the other way. You can be a star based only on attention, but you can't not be a superstar because you don't like commercials or you don't like the attention. Man, did anybody ever doubt that Barry Sanders was a superstar? But Barry Sanders wasn't comfortable mugging for the cameras. Barry Sanders wasn't a guy that was out there looking for commercials. Barry Sanders was quiet. Barry was close to the vest. Barry was humble and never had any type of public demonstrations. You wouldn't even know if he enjoyed playing football. The guy was stoic. He was unemotional. He wasn't in the camera's eye. But did you ever doubt that he was a superstar? Hank Aaron, one of the greatest baseball players ever, broke Babe Ruth's record. Wasn't entirely comfortable in front of the camera. Didn't love giving interviews during his playing days. He dealt with a lot. Dealt with a lot of racism. Dealt with a lot of death threats. Dealt with a lot of the South. And you know what? He wasn't comfortable being on camera. Didn't make him less of a superstar. Kawhi Leonard was the MVP of the NBA Finals when the Spurs won that championship over LeBron in 2014 of the Heat. He was a two-time back-to-back defensive player of the year. The guy has been an all-star the last 2 years. The guy finished third in the MVP voting this past season. He finished second 2 years ago. You're going to tell me a guy that came in second for the MVP, was the NBA Finals MVP, and is considered widely as the best two-way player in the game. In other words, the best combination of offensive explosion and defensive prowess. That guy's not a superstar because he doesn't like the attention? Stupid. And unfortunately, this speaks to a larger problem, which is in today's sports landscape and today's societal landscape, the bigger a celebrity you are, the more important you are. We place value on popularity. We place importance. We assume you can do better things and bigger things because, well, you are popular. You're famous. You're a celebrity. So you must know how to run the country. I mean, you're famous. You're a celebrity. So you must be great at basketball. You're famous. You're a celebrity. So you must be great at acting. You're famous. You're a celebrity. So you must be the best author. The celebrity part of this is the weirdest part of modern society. Because now we have a scoreboard on Twitter. How many followers? How many retweets? That must be how important you are. On Instagram, how many followers? Well, then you must be very important. On Facebook, how many friends do you have? How many likes do you have? Oh my goodness, you must be important. And this is a real issue. Kawhi Leonard doesn't have a lot of commercials. That is not an indicator of whether or not he is great at basketball or a superstar. Kawhi Leonard doesn't like the media, doesn't like doing interviews, doesn't like commercials, doesn't like endorsements, doesn't like press conferences. Doesn't mean he's less of a basketball player than LeBron or Russell Westbrook or Kevin Durant or Chris Paul. I mean, look at Chris Paul. Chris Paul does every commercial known to man. Look at J.J. Watt. Never had an endorsement he would turn down. If you need J.J. Watt to help you sell your used cars, he will do that. J.J. Watt's a great football player. Chris Paul is at times a great basketball player. But those guys, their celebrities outweigh sometimes their athletic ability. Don't get celebrity and popularity confused with talent or greatness. It's not the same. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter, DA on CBS. Today is a bit of an awkward day around here at CBS Sports Radio. They have built us a pseudo-new newsroom. The old newsroom is getting torn apart, and I guess the sales team is going to move into there. Is that what's happening here, Merez?
They're moving the salespeople in there, and then where the salespeople are, they're moving suits in here, you know, very high up important people.
So in our newsroom, which has basically been like a guy's locker room the last 5 years with a stained carpet and all types of jockey toys and jockey posters and fat heads on the wall.
Mini basketball hoops.
Yeah, there's all types of like disgusting condiments that are stuck on that back table. The mini fridge is grotesque. I can't imagine the sales team is going to be okay moving into those digs.
No, well, here's the thing.
They're ripping them up.
They're ripping up that carpet, you know, with the black mold we've been inhaling for 4 years. All of a sudden, that'll get ripped up when the sales team comes in.
Yeah.
Forget it.
They're going to clean that up big time. So we have all of this stuff in all of our cubes in our old newsroom that has to be transferred or thrown out. And so we're playing a game all day today of keep it or dump it, bro.
Keep it or dump it, bro.
All right, so we have a pile to my right that we are collecting over the course of this show. How about this? These are classic buttons from the 1986 New York Mets World Series. One says, make the dream work. One is Strawberry, Gary Carter, Daryl Gooden, and Keith Hernandez. These are buttons. Now, I believe these are reprinted buttons from when they celebrated the 30th anniversary last summer of the championship. What do we think about these retro buttons?
I think if you saw your grandfather carrying that around, you'd be like, oh, one more thing I got to throw out when he croaks.
Yeah, because they're not actually from 86. However, Pete the Body Bellotti is a fellow Mets fan like myself. What do you think about these?
I like them, but I don't know where I would put them. I'm not wearing a button on my shirt.
That's right.
You know, I'm not going to put them on my wall. So I don't know if I have any use for them.
Yeah, where do you put buttons?
Good point. Buttons are very old-fashioned. You don't store buttons anywhere anymore.
Can't store them.
And if you have a button collection, I think in society generally you're looked down upon. Like, what's wrong with this guy?
You're looked down upon if you have a button collection.
Yeah, I do. And I think we don't want to be looked down on as a show if we're the one show on CBS Sports Radio with a button collection.
Yeah, even though I love this team with all my heart, even though I love Gary Carter's perm, I love Strawberry, I love Keith Hernandez's hair.
You've also buttoned them on a cut-up headband, too.
Yeah, because where else can you
put
them?
More trashy.
Correct. Yeah, that's the other part of this. There's nowhere to display buttons, as the body said, so I had to put them on a cut-up headband. So these got to get trashed.
Yes, and don't just dump it. I mean, like, throw it out the window and never see it again.
Okay, they're gone.
Keep it or dump it, bro.
The next item.
Oh, boy.
What do we do with the Slim Jim acrylic backboard mini basketball hoop?
This has a soft place in everybody's heart here.
Yeah.
I think you have to keep it.
I'm holding this up at watchda.com so you can check out all of the items at watchda.com, and that's also mobile friendly. I don't know, man. I mean, this is a heavy duty thing, but there's no place to put it in the new newsroom.
Yeah, but you almost have to find it somewhere. That is the only thing that has kept Jay Berman either employed or sane here. Is
that's
that
true.
In between updates, he could shoot a couple free throws, but the balls have all flattened. We need new balls for that thing. I think you have to keep it somehow, but I don't know where.
I don't think there's any space to keep it. I say dump it.
I think you can hang it from a cubicle, the new cubicle.
They're not going to let us play basketball in that new newsroom.
You might be able to break it in.
Or what
after
if...
After a little while.
No, they're not going to allow it.
What if you keep it still in the newsroom and you broker a deal with the salespeople? We're going to give you this as a gift, but when you want to come in and play, you better let us back in our old house.
They would totally take this and then not let us come back in.
But that wouldn't be nice. That's not part of the deal.
It wouldn't be nice, but you know us. They're not going to let the sweat hogs into where the nice salespeople go.
So are you kidding me?
Don't say that we're going to dump it. Use that as leverage. Keep it under the table and entice them when they move in.
Try to broker a deal.
Broker a deal, and if a deal doesn't work, then we dump it. Kind of like when you have somebody you know you're going to cut in the NFL and you see if you can get a seventh rounder for them.
A conditional pick we're looking for. All right. We'll keep the Slim Jim. It's a heavy-duty backboard. It's not like a Nerf backboard. This is a big backboard.
Yeah, that won't break. I believe Carl Malone brought that in.
Is that right?
I believe that is right.
Wow. This is nice. All right, we're keeping this. We're dumping the buttons. More Keep It or Dump It, Bro, coming up after the break at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Also, when we come back, what's the coolest thing to eat out of the Stanley Cup? Phil Kessel had a pretty good one yesterday. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
I like Darwin's Hook. You know what? Listen to a tape. Listen to get an idea of what our Trash Tuesday is. Give me something a little more juice. Everyone hates the pace of play, but give me something.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Give me something here. Come on, give me something.
The body.
Yeah. Remember, the DA show is always streamable. Whether it's on your laptop or your PC at CBSSportsRadio.com, you can watch it at WatchDA.com or on your phone using the CBS Sports app, the TuneIn app, the Radio.com app, or Apple Music. You should be watching at WatchDA.com so you can see all of the goodies that we've emptied out of the newsroom that we're deciding on whether to keep it or dump it, bro. Another round coming up here shortly. Phil Kessel has gone under a lot of fire over the course of his career for maybe never living up to his potential. It happened in Boston. People were frustrated that Kessel didn't become a super-duper star. in Toronto. There was a lot of pressure on him with the Maple Leafs to finally deliver some postseason success. He could not do so. And when he was in Toronto, I mean, look, you think that the Philly media is bad. You think the Boston or New York or Chicago media is bad. There's nothing as bad as Maple Leafs media. I'm serious. In Toronto, that is the most bloodthirsty group because there's no winning. They haven't won a Stanley Cup since the 60s. And that is the sport. Did Mraz just smelly sneeze?
He just over-dramatized his sneeze.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it didn't. It shot out like a cannon. How did you heard that? My mic wasn't even on.
I could see it. I could hear it. I mean, that just, it's... And I was just complaining about the overzealous sneezer.
But I didn't oversell that there. Ooh, it's all over my arm.
Ew. Oh, God.
That's turkey.
Oh,
are
my
you kidding me?
God. Oh, God. You're so reprehensible.
Whatever was in my teeth flew out with it.
Oh.
Gross.
That is so disgusting. You know, we had Billy Giacalone. He's like 4'10". He weighs like 105 pounds, chain smoker. I mean, the guy, he's like a hood ornament. and Billy Giacalone, when he would work with Mraz, actually was the perfect fit with Mraz because he can't smell. Somehow he's got like part of his smelling sense is gone, so he could not smell the smelly sneeze. So you could just sneeze all over the control room. He had no idea.
Best sneezing period of my life was when he worked on the show.
And now, can the body Bilotti smell it?
Yeah, I can smell foul.
Oh, God.
I embrace not having morals, and I don't care. I think I got to go to the dentist. I think I need root canals in the back there, and it's kicking up through the nose. Num, num, num.
Okay. Anna Phil Kessel, who has been under fire for a long time, and when he was in Toronto, one of the columnists there, Steve Simmons, ripped Phil Kessel about eating a hot dog off of the street every day. Now, look, I like a good street hot dog. I like a dirty water dog as much as the next person. So I have no problem with this. But this was just another way that the Toronto media was going to bag on Phil Kessel. He wasn't committed. He was out of shape. He was, I guess, such a knuckle dragger that he was eating dirty water dogs every single day. And so Phil Kessel, after winning the Stanley Cup this summer with the Pittsburgh Penguins, he had his day with the cup. He was at a golf course and he shoved a whole bunch of hot dogs into the top of the Stanley Cup and was eating the hot dogs out of the Stanley Cup. And he's sitting there smiling on the green with a Stanley Cup full of hot dogs. You know what? I call that a big win.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
I love that idea. Now, I will say that golf course hot dogs are not as good as a dirty water hot dog. There can be a good hot dog golf course, but by and large, you know what you're getting out of a dirty water dog, and that is just sitting in that water that just somehow makes the flavor pop a little bit more. It's just pungent. It's circling. The flavor's circling through itself consistently and soaking into that bad boy. With the grilled hot dog, you just don't know. The dog itself has to be really good for the flavor to keep in, especially at, you know, a rotating little grill that they might have at a golf course. So those weren't the perfect hot dogs, but I do give Phil Kessel major credit here. Would you eat hot dogs out of a Stanley Cup?
Yeah, I would, but I would have to do it where I wouldn't pick up the hot dog. I would have to like bend down by the cup and eat it like it was the weenie luge, like eat the hot dog out of the cup literally, because I think that's part of it. Just storing them in the cup isn't anything. You got to literally eat out of the cup.
No hands. Okay, I would definitely eat hot dogs out of a Stanley Cup. I think it would be pretty cool. It would probably make the hot dogs taste better. I'm not huge into not using my hands on the hot dogs. Did you end up doing weenie luge at the block party this year?
Yes, I did. It went okay. My wife cleared it late night after a couple Moscow mules, so she was all right with it. However, for the first time ever, I had a man I had never met before do the weenie luge next to me. And he sucked that thing down in record time to the point he became the hero of the weenie luge, and I was almost booed out of the building.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a big takeaway.
So the ice luge can build you up, it can also tear you down.
Tear you down. All of a sudden, everybody was infatuated with this kid. I don't even remember what his name was. Trevor, Martin, something. He showed up to the block party. I don't know whose friend he was. He sucked down this hot dog out of, you wouldn't believe it. It was record time. I was even shocked. to the point where I spit out the hot dog around the fence because nobody cared about me anymore. They're basically putting him on his shoulders, carrying him off.
Wow.
Weenie luge. Weenie luge.
Wow. So you have fallen off the throne of the weenie luge.
I looked like Belichick walking off the field after Super Bowl 42. Handshake with Coughlin and I'm out.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Mraz takes that ice luge, and after a night of drinking at the block party, then we take a hot dog with no bun and send it down the luge. He's down at the bottom, and then as that comes into his mouth, he just keeps chomping it like hungry hippos and just eventually eats up the entire hot dog, and we chant, weenie luge, weenie luge. It's been caught on tape a number of times, but now apparently there's a new youngin.
A new youngin. Almost like, when Joey Chestnut came in and dethroned Kobayashi. Mm. So, as far as I'm concerned, next year nobody cares about me doing it. This kid, again, Martin, Trevor, Gary, something, he's got to show back up and do it. Because I'm going to be dead.
What is the best thing you can eat out of the Stanley Cup? Okay?
I think the obvious is a big ice cream sundae.
Ice cream sundae.
You know, the whipped cream, the hot fudge, everything.
How about a cereal? How about eating cereal out of it? That's pretty cool. Like a huge bowl of like Fruit Loops or something, like with all of this water, or one of the Fruity Pebbles so that all of the milk at the bottom turns into that really sweet cereal milk.
And then you drink that cereal milk. I think that's a good one. Those are probably one too. I would love a little pudding in there too.
Pudding? That's a lot of pudding.
It is a lot of pudding. Pudding makes the heart grow fond.
How about a milkshake, like one of these epic milkshakes, you know, for Brad Heller, dessert coordinator's birthday on Friday night, took him out to one of these bars that does like the massive, huge designer milkshakes. And it was pretty epic. I would say having that inside the Stanley Cup would be pretty awesome as well.
Yeah, that'd be the most epic of milkshakes, but you'd have to have some fudge coming out of the top and everything. I mean, the 1903 Bruins names would be covered in marshmallow.
You know, as a dessert coordinator yourself, Brad Heller, I was just saying how on Friday night we got one of those epic milkshakes for you. It was
epic.
S'mores,
it
right?
It was epic,
yeah. It was s'mores flavored. So there was actually graham cracker, chocolate, and marshmallow stuck in it. And then on the top, it was whipped cream.
It was a lot of whipped cream. Yeah, there was a s'mores, an actual mini s'mores attached to the top of the glass. Plus, there was s'mores and vanilla and mixed in. There was s'mores flavoring. Probably some marshmallows mixed into the actual milkshake itself.
On the plate, it was drawn happy birthday in, like, candy stuff, like icing, candy
yep.
icing.
And then there were some Skittles and other little candies spread
Fruit
around.
Fruit Loops and gummy bears were on the tray.
Right.
And then also the mug that it came in was frosted cold so that they could put icing on the front of that so you could eat the icing off
literally,
of the mug.
Literally, with a spoon, you could just, you know, scrape it right off the side of the mug.
So how about eating that out of the Stanley Cup?
Where do I sign up for this?
We're saying, would that be the best thing to eat out of the Stanley Cup?
Why would you not? What else would you possibly eat? If that, just an enormous milkshake?
Phil Kessel was eating hot dogs.
And ice cream soda? We were talking ice cream sodas?
Root beer float?
Ooh,
root beer float?
A root beer float out of the cup.
Yeah.
Now you're talking, Heller. This is why he's the D coordinator. Every once in a while, he's got a blitz he didn't see coming.
Every once in a while. See, Mraz doesn't trust my ability. I mean, I saw a fake defensive coordinator. That was a post recently.
Well, because I invented the cupcake trick.
That's totally incorrect.
That is the worst lie I've ever
that
heard
is fake
in my
news.
Life.
How about baking a cupcake in the Stanley Cup?
Baking a cupcake in there.
Or, I got it. Forget the shake, forget that. A giant hot cookie with scoops of vanilla ice cream in the top of the cup.
Hot cookie? How do we make a hot cookie in there?
Well, they have like those hot cookie sundaes where it's a giant cookie, so maybe you bake it, but as soon as it's ready to go, you throw it in there.
Brownie or cookie sundae.
Warm apple crisp.
A warm apple crisp in the top of the Stanley Cup, and then you put the ice cream on top.
I'm getting hot and heavy.
Why would it be anything other than dessert?
It has to be a dessert.
It has to be a dessert.
Although Bilotti says soup.
Yeah, I think that's a nice little thing, like on a cold day in the winter.
Shut up.
You have one day with the Stanley Cup, and you're going to put chicken noodle soup in there?
Shave it a cup.
What kind of soup?
A chicken noodle.
A chicken noodle.
You can have chili in it.
Yeah, you could put a s'mores milkshake, but hold on. Let's crack open the can of Progresso in there. We don't have enough broth.
I have the sniffles. Let me throw in some beef with my broth.
A wonton?
No, even better. We're going hot food. Mashed potatoes with bacon bits, cheese, chives, sour cream, a big mashed potato bowl. By golly, Miss Molly.
It's a pretty good one. I don't know. A stew of some sort.
Now, wait a minute.
Pulled
okay.
pork and cornbread?
Pulled pork.
So let's say you go with Mraz.
Like a crock pot.
Yes, use the cup as a crock pot.
So if Mraz has the cut, let's say we're all on the same team and we're celebrating a Stanley Cup title. Mraz gets the cup first and he does pulled pork and chili. And after he's done with it, it comes to you or me.
Yeah.
Are you really going to then want to make a root beer float in that after Mraz ate out of it with beef and
you got good sponges.
If you think about it, look, you've got hockey players from 100 years ago slurping out of that thing, wine, champagne, beer, probably all types of weird ales from the 1920s. They've got like two teeth and they don't brush their teeth. I mean, look, you're already taking your life into your own hands when you drink out of the Stanley Cup.
Dude, what about putting your taco dip in there?
Taco dip?
I'm out.
Come on.
How about the French onion dip for the potato chips we used yesterday, the fried green onion potato chips?
That would be awesome. Like, get every team's hockey hat and just fill it up with different chips and surround it with a cup with the French onion dip in it.
How about a 7-layer Mexican dip?
Yeah, or the taco dip I just said, which is
basically
the same
thing? Oh, okay.
Who wants cheese? You want cheese? Come get your cheese.
All right, we need one more round of keep it or dump it, bro.
Keep it or dump it, bro.
All right. Mraz had stored in the desk an overflowing bag of Chipotle utensils. I didn't even know they were there. I would have gone in there. I mean, look at all.
Do you know how often I'm looking for a spoon or a fork for something I'm eating? It's 5 a.m.
There is literally 55 Chipotle forks. What, you never use the fork and you always get it?
Well, because there was a period of time here at CBS Sports where we were running out of forks in the cafeteria. So I took a bunch, stole a bunch from Chipotle, and put them away. But the moment I stored them, we stopped having the forkless problem, so that's my secret stash.
There is so many forks in this bag. And a ton of Chipotle napkins as well. Steve Hofstetter would love you for this. We're dumping this. This is disgusting.
No, I think we got to keep it.
This is so gross. I don't even want to touch this.
Got to make the move.
It's in a plastic bag that looks like is 25 years old.
It looks like a bag lady uses that to go bathroom in. All right? Mraz also has a case of weird energy drinks that he has kept. It's called Ultra 5.
Imitation energy drinks, huh?
Goji, acai, premium energy, I don't know, joint health.
I think it's a Kai.
Does not look.
If you can't pronounce it, it's out.
What do we think? I mean, there's an entire case here. There's probably 15 cans.
I had a sales guy give it to me. He said, try it. Let me know what you think of the product.
What'd you think?
I never got back to him.
I mean, you drank one of them. Two of them.
Definitely throw it out then.
You ripped it open, had one, and just left the rest.
We put this in the newsroom and then see who takes it.
That's right. Been there since April, for sure, yeah.
April of this year.
Yeah, April of 2014. So we're dumping that as well. Now, here is something that's very sentimental to me. This is a picture that I put up in my cubicle the second month that we were in the studio. This is from spring training of 2013, okay? And this is David Wright looking at something hideous on the field and kind of turning away. I put a picture of Mraz's gut right next to it, okay?
And either that or the Stanley Cup that Mraz has filled with taco dip.
And then the caption is David Wright yelling, "Oh God, look at Mraz's stomach," because this was actually before Mraz was nicknamed Mraz.
Wow, so that's real sentimental. We should actually take that, and now we'll add on a picture of my gut now and see how it sizes up in comparison.
Look at that gut pouring over the belt line.
Is that doctored in any way, or is that a real picture?
No, that's a real picture.
All natural.
That was his original gut when we started. So it's hard for me to give this up, even though it's tattered and ratty and old. I mean, this is a real piece of DA show lore.
I think that has to stay.
And maybe motivation, Mraz, for, you know, I don't know.
I'll put my gut on your desk right now. I'll show you it's smaller.
That's what I'm saying. And if it ever have any doubts, you know, you ever feeling maybe bad about yourself, you're having a bad morning, just look at David Wright's face.
Come on.
What do you think, Bilotti? Keep it or dump it?
It's legendary. I think you'd have to keep
it. We got to keep it. Okay. All right, that's the next round of Keep It or Dump It. We'll play another round coming up here next, plus your cut line at Epic Fail, DA, CBS Sports Radio. You can check out all of the products that we're either keeping or dumping by going to watchda.com. We've got a camera trained on both piles, so go there, watchda.com.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Muffins, mornings, mothership.
She tripped while dancing. My pants fell down. I saw her down.
A match made in heaven, huh?
How they'll make their first child as well.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Sign up to be an O Rewards member today. Start earning instantly. O Rewards members earn $5 back every 150 points you earn. It's fast, easy, free only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. See store for details. O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. And remember that the show is fully podcastable. So if you want to listen to the entire episode, you can do that. Specific hours, you can do that. Episodes or hours or interviews or segments that you want to hear again, it's all there. And you can download them individually as well. Just go to iTunes and you can do that completely for free. Everything also can be found at our one-stop shop, the website daoncbs.com, or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDA Show. We have another round of Keep It or Dump It to go, but first, your cut line.
These stories were left out by the selection committee. Cut from their high school team. The news that didn't make the show. It's the Cut Line.
Jay Cutler's going to make his debut with the Dolphins on Thursday. That's that second preseason game for the Dolphins against the Baltimore Ravens. I think the Dolphins didn't necessarily have a better option. I just don't think this is a very good option. I don't expect Jay Cutler to have a great season. I think that you will see him more than likely struggle out of the gate because of rust. I think he'll struggle during the season because the Dolphins still have a ways to go in terms of their growth. When Tannehill went down, they didn't have a lot of great options. So maybe Cutler seemed like the best of the bad ones, and that's fine. But I'm not expecting the Dolphins to be much more than a 7-9 team this year. And I don't think Jay Cutler is suddenly going to have some come-to-Jesus moment where he's the comeback player of the year either.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Not good news for the toxicology report on Tiger Woods. He had Vicodin in his system. He had another strong painkiller known as hydromorphone. He also had Xanax and Ambien and the active ingredient in marijuana as well. That's five different things in his system, and he's behind the wheel of a car. Look, he is so lucky he did not hurt himself or somebody else. That's the type of crap that a crazy rocker takes and then gets behind the wheel of a car, and we're like, oh yeah, man, he was just like so sad. It was like a crazy drummer from an 80s rock band, punk rock band, or that's something crazy that an actor takes in Hollywood and ODs, or an actress. I mean, that's not the type of stuff we usually have athletes ODing on behind the wheel of a car. He could have easily driven into oncoming traffic, gotten hit, driven off the side of the road. I mean, think about having all of that in your system. Vicodin, Ambien, Xanax, weed. My God. I mean, does Tiger have a problem? Yeah, I would say. Is he totally chemically dependent? Yeah, I would say. And, you know, the idea that you could basically just get all of these pharmaceuticals essentially when you want them, pound some Xanax, pound some Ambien, pound some Vicodin. I mean, this is kind of where we are, and it's a real shame, but man, he is so fortunate.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
And so stupid. I mean, how stupid can you be to take all of that stuff and then try to freaking drive? No wonder he thought he was driving from California. And that's your cut line. We are moving out of our old newsroom into a new newsroom and deciding what to keep and what to toss. It's time for Keep It or Trash It, Bro.
Keep it or dump it, bro.
All right, guys. How about my plant? I really like this plant.
Dude, first of all, it looks fake.
And it's not fake.
It looks like a fake plant that's died.
It's not fake. It's like one of these plants that are, they have vines. It's like a vine plant.
You're going to cause bugs. We heard what happened at your own home when you tried to grow flowers inside of Brooklyn.
True.
I think you dump it. That's the end of that.
But there's no greenery inside the newsroom.
Who needs greenery inside the newsroom?
Bilotti?
If you're going to have greenery, get some fresh greenery. That's an old greenery. Out with the olds.
It's dumped. All right. How about for Christmas this wooden peace sign. You can watch all of this at watchda.com.
If we're keeping the fake mistletoe, I guess you have to keep that because we're keeping all Christmas decorations.
What do we think?
Yeah, let's add it to the core of Christmas.
The core of Christmas. Okay, so we have our own Christmas decorations.
I guess I would be fine with dumping it if we dump the others, but since we've already proclaimed we're keeping them, we got to keep that.
And it's non-denominational, right? So you got to like that. It's for everybody. It's
for
just
everybody.
Peace.
Good point.
Peace.
Peace represents everything, although I don't think they have candy corns at Kwanzaa.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Oh, candy canes.
All right, how about my Gig'em Aggie Styrofoam thumb?
It's not a foam finger, it's a foam thumb, which
foam thumb.
Gives it some cool retail value.
Retail value?
Well, just, I don't know, I think it's cool.
It's unique.
It's unique. If we're keeping the Ryan Howard head, I think that fits into that. I'll keep it.
I would keep it and wear it on the show.
Wear it on the show, okay. We're going to keep that. How about my Santa Claus hat? This is also part of the decorations around here for Christmas.
Who knew we had so many Christmas decorations? I guess the Santa hat is back, and you should be wearing it in the 2 weeks leading up to such a holiday.
Okay, we keeping it?
We're keeping it.
All right.
Jeez Louise.
I hate that poster.
What do you think about the giant, oversized U.S. men's national team soccer poster that has Clint Dempsey and... I can't see this through the back of it. But anyway, three of the U.S. men's national team players. Tim Howard's on this. What do we think?
I am all for dumping it because you know my feelings on soccer. But you're a soccer nut, so I'm assuming you're going to say keep it.
No, I'm okay because it's old and kind of tattered. Why don't you like it, Bilotti?
It's old, it's tattered, and it's. Oh, I'm always looking at it in the newsroom. Time to get it out.
It's from the World Cup in 2014, so it's now three years old.
We got another World Cup coming next summer. We'll get a new poster.
All right, we're tossing it.
Not even room left in the dump it section now.
How about my framed hard plastic football and baseball cards? One of Tim Tebow, one of Brandon Whedon. This was given to us from a listener.
Both lightning rods of the show. That's a listener who was listening to the show. Yeah. I don't think you could disrespect to throw it out. I think it keeps.
I keep it.
Okay. We also have a series of T-shirts here, but we got to get to the epic fail here soon. What do we think about the New York Cosmos 2015 Spring Championship banner?
Forget dumping it. I want you to rip that thing to shreds, light it on fire, and stomp the fire out. Nobody cares about the Cosmos. Dump that.
This is an angry Schwartz rant from you.
Hey, I'm Peter Schwartz.
Cosmos country, not in here.
Okay, tossing it.
I'll help set it on fire.
Okay. What do we think about two Zubaz headbands? One, the Raiders, one, the Giants or the Bills. They don't have a logo on them. It's just the color. Zubaz headbands.
Those things are monumental to the show's history. We did our rock video wearing them. I think they represent, just like that fat belly with David Wright, they represent the show's past, and we shouldn't lose our past.
Okay. This is like for the Cooperstown for the DA show.
Yes.
Okay, we're keeping them. All right, let's get to your epic fail. Then maybe I can rip through a couple of the T-shirts that we have, promotional T-shirts. Your epic fail is keep it or dump it.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Mraz, here is Peanuts Good Grief Cafe hot chocolate. It is blue. This was a gift from one of our listeners for Christmas.
Hey, guys. Whoa, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
Okay, that they sent us.
It was in a big gift package, if you will, and all the other stuff went, and I think this has been sitting here for 2 years.
It looks like it's got great ingredients in it. Sugar, non-fat dry milk, creamer.
Did I ever milk a cow?
Whey, maltodextrin, natural artificial flavor, guar gum, beet powder, FDC blue number one, FDC red number three. I think that's good for you.
They're disgusted.
I think
save the can. I kind of like the can. A little Charlie Brown on the front.
Okay, so we want it. So we have two votes to keep this.
Well, keep the can. I mean, you're the kind of guy that ends up on Hoarders, Heller. Why would you keep that can?
It's a Charlie Brown. It's a collector's item.
Are you kidding me?
A PBR, professional bull riding cowbell.
You know what? I think we have a use for that. I didn't even know we had that.
Yeah.
I think we keep it, and anytime we do an eating challenge or try something, we ring it like the dinner bell.
Oh,
he was going into the morale of your play.
Very good idea.
Like, it's time to eat.
All right, so we're keeping the PBR cowbell. We are dumping the Peanuts blue hot chocolate.
I think that's a successful moment.
What do we do about a book by CC Sabathia, which is a baseball Christmas book of poems called CC Kloss.
Are your nipples frozen?
These. Here's CC in a Santa Claus cat with George Steinbrenner walking into his house.
That's incredible.
Was that was that a highlight of last year's report, or is that a new report?
That's unbelievable.
This the artwork is so bad. Sorry, CC.
You gotta dump it.
It's the season of bad will in the August months here in the summer. I'm dumping this.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
What else to eat out of the Stanley Cup? Maestro Mike says KFC mashed potato bowl and dump it all in the cup. Beautiful thoughts. Gunner says, how about a huge mimosa in the morning in that bad boy? Mike says, Stanley Cup Jell-O mold. Chuck, poutine out of the cup. Josh, nachos in the Stanley Cup for the win. Like all of that. I can't believe how much trash we have over here. What are we holding on to?
Now that I'm thinking about it, we should dump it all. It should all just be dumped.
It's just such trash.
This is how you get cockroaches.
Really? We got to clear this thing out. This is embarrassing. We are hoarders.
We are hoarders. We are the hoarders of CBS Sports Radio.
Bump, ba-dum, bump, 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 bump. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Pete the Body Bilotti on the wheels of steel. Brad Heller on your headlines. And Cap on the digital broadcast. Mr. Kaplan back there. Thanks as always, DA, CBS Sports Radio, the mothership disconnects. Adam!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.